Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
We're going to sort of act out something this morning, if that's okay with everybody. And I'm going to need some help, so you can be any age to help me this morning. You don't have to be under 10, although that will be helpful, but you can be any age and give me a hand. So you're ready for this morning?
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, just to explain what's going on. You guys, this where you are is the sea of life, okay? This is the sea of life, where all sorts of life is going on, sea of life. I am up here, not on the golden doubloon this morning. I'm on HMS Solid Rock, okay? His Majesty's, whatever the S is there, ship. His Majesty's ship, there you go. That's embarrassing, isn't it? His Majesty's ship, Solid Rock. That's what this is, okay? So how many of you would like to join me up here this morning? Or would you want to stay in the sea of life? Okay, now, as usual, got a few props. I just need to go and find them, get them, that are going to help me this morning. Bit of gardening. Now, just note there's dirt on that spade, okay? Just note, dirt on the spade. This spade belongs to me. But I wasn't the person that used it and got dirt on it. Somebody else came round my house and did it. Phil Ball, thanks very much. Adrian, if you're here this morning, thanks very much. Over there, brilliant. Okay, here's some... how many of you like loads of money? Anyway, right. What we have the Sea of Life, which is where you guys are. And in the Sea of Life, all kinds of stuff is going on. We have people that are sportsmen and women. Who would like to be a sportsman or sportswoman this morning? Okay, yeah, you were the first with your hand up. Come on then, yeah, at the back there. Come on then, one of you guys. Who likes cricket? Apart from Pastor Colin. Yeah, he's like, yeah, I like cricket. I thought I'd bring that so that you just keep your interest for the whole time. Okay, cricket bat. Who likes cricket?
I do.
Pick me. Come on in. Right, you hold that for a sec. No, don't come up here. You can have the cricket bat.
Okay.
Who likes tennis? Oh. Who's your favourite tennis player?
Nadal.
Wrong choice. Okay. Who likes Murray?
Yeah.
You can be Murray then. Just hold on there a minute, all right? I'll tell you what. You can be a politician. Is that all right? Do you want to be a politician?
No.
Well, you can be this morning, all right? You can be a... He's got a J24/7 T-shirt on, so you can be a J24/7 politician and begin to influence the nation from the inside in different ways, all right? How many of you... who would like to be... now, this is mine as well. Look at that. It is used because the battery's virtually flat. Oh, it's still going. If I keep it going, it will run out, because I have been using it. Jane's written down how many times I've used it, and it's 3. Okay, so... can I give this to somebody slightly older, because I don't want somebody to hurt themselves. Yeah, come on in. As we are kind of very good at trying to keep health and safety and all of that lot, as you can hold that. Okay, don't use it on anybody, though. Okay, who would like to be a PlayStation freak? You know, playing the PlayStation all the time. Okay, you can be a PlayStation person. How many of you, who wants to be a businessman? Somebody, all right, I trust you. This is mine, okay? I need to use this. All right, so don't drop it, all right? Okay, you can be a business person with a computer and all that. You can have that. You can be a labourer, you can be a gardener, a builder, whatever, okay? Who would like to be a rich person?
Me!
I know every hand went up out there. The problem is, every hand went up inside your heart. Who would like to be a rich... Everybody was like, yeah, I would like to, but I'm not going to put my hand up because we're in church. How many of you would like to be rich? Well, let's have a few rich people this morning, shall we? You got a PlayStation already, you? God, that's called greedy, not rich. Anyway, you can have some money. You can have a bit. Who's got a cricket bat? Have you? Oh, give your money away then. That's it. Well done. Look at that. What a great attitude. You can have a bit of money. You can be rich. Who else wants to be rich? Oh, you can be rich.
Oh, I'm a business person.
You're a business. Yeah, you're rich then if you're a business person. That's what is that right? If you're in business, you're rich? Okay, we won't go there then. Excellent. Now, what I want you guys to do, you've got to listen, okay? Because you've got to do what I'm going to ask you to do. Now, what I'd like to do is just walk around slowly. But if you got money, just count your money as you walk around. If you're playing the PlayStation, just walk around and pretend you're playing. If you're tennis or whatever. But you're in the sea of life. If we got anybody, a musician. Do we have any musicians here today? We had one or two up here earlier, is that right? Chad, come up here, mate. What is this thing? What's this?
It's an electric guitar.
A
keytar.
Shoulder synthesizer. Did you get that from Argos or something, or what?
Looks
like it, doesn't it? Right, Chad can be a musician. You can go down there, mate, and join the... does it make any noise?
Candy.
Anyway, we've got people in the business world, in sports, politics, kind of different labouring manual work. We've got wealthy people here. We've got kids who love to play and do all kinds of stuff. We've got musicians. There are all kinds of people out there in the sea of life, just living their life. So if you guys would like to begin to walk around slowly, but just be totally into what you're doing, okay? Try not to hit anybody with a tennis racket, all right? What's that? Good question. Did you hear that from the politician? Now, here's a question for you. The politician looks up and says, "So what do I do?" Here's your answer. Nobody knows. Sorry, if you're a politician here this morning, we do love you. But if you could let us know what you do, that'd be helpful. No. So here we have the sea of life, and you're all in it, okay, as well. We're all in the sea of down where you guys are. You don't have to walk in it. You can just go off on your own, be a little bit more kind of random, a little bit more out of the box. You don't have to follow somebody else. You can go your own way, because that's what everybody does out there. Chad, yeah, that's more like it. People are kind of doing their thing, living their life out in the sea of life. You're not supposed to shoot people with that, mate. But then we have this thing called the Rock, okay, or this HMS Solid Rock. And out in the sea of life, you know, many people are living their lives and there's all kinds of storms, there's all kinds of situations going on. And many people aren't aware that there is something called the solid rock, okay? And I need a few other volunteers to help me here. So how many of you would like to be on the solid rock? Now, you're down. Well, I mean, it's good that you want to be because you might be in a minute, all right? But you just need to continue to be whoever you are right now. Is that all right? So just walk around and do your thing. Thanks, mate. Right, I need one or two other people who have not got anything in their hands at the moment. Megs, do you want to come up? Yep. You three, you can come up. Anybody else want to be on solid rock with me today? Come on, then. You can come up as well. Anybody else? Come on, then. Do you want somebody come with her? Okay. Anybody else? Come on then. Anybody else? Two or three more people want to be on solid rock. Come on then. You can come up. Is it a drama? I don't know what it is, mate. So if you want to come round the side, that'll do. Okay. If you guys come up. No, you stay down there, mate. You can come in a minute. Okay, so here on this solid rock, we have people that once used to be in this thing called the Sea of Life, that were being kind of pursuing their thing and pursuing what they wanted to do. But now their lives are on this thing called the solid rock. And for some of them, okay, if somebody wants to go and sit behind the drum kit. Go on in, Megs. If one or two other people, just kind of spread yourselves around a bit so you're not all together looking at everybody else. But just kind of, just pretend like you're doing something and you're either washing up or you're at work typing on a computer or you're watching telly or something. Just kind of busy yourselves in a minute, okay? So even though this is the sea of life where all the storms of life and everything go on, there's also this thing called the solid rock. But on the solid rock, there's also life that goes on. And in the same way, there's business people and musicians and all kinds of stuff going on up here. There seems to be two worlds sometimes when in life. And we're all aware of this world out here. And All right. Do you want to just walk, mate? Is that all right? Thanks. How are you doing as a politician?
Running around.
What is
it?
It's good. It's good. Excellent. Have you made any decisions that are going to impact all of our lives this morning?
Have fun.
Now, when was the last law that was passed that just said, have fun? There are a few laws actually being passed like that, and they're not good for you, but some of the ones they are passing or letting go. Now, many people up here on the solid rock, some of them have remembered and they really understood that they used to be part of the sea of life and all the turmoil and all the hassle and all the pressures and all the competition that there is in life and all the stress and all the things that have come with it. Now, some of these guys, as they came out of this sea of life and have now come onto this solid rock, they haven't just got into a whole lifestyle of living on this solid rock and enjoying themselves. They've still remembered that there are other people that are still out here in the sea of life. And you find some people, like these two, for example, who they might be a businessman, there might be somebody into sport, there might be a family person. Doesn't matter what they were into out there, but they've come onto the solid rock because of what God has done in their lives. But they haven't forgotten about what it was like to be in the sea of life, being tossed around and being thrown around and being pushed into all kinds of situations with all kinds of pressures in their lives. And they still remember what it was like. And so in their heart and in their life, they want to reach beyond the solid rock and then reach those that are still in this sea of life and help them to come onto the solid rock and find what they have found. Now, could some of you guys just sort of disappear around the back of the building wall so you're not all just around the stage? You can stay there, mate, because you seem to be desperate to get onto this solid rock, okay? Great. Now, these guys, some of them are looking out onto the sea of life because they realize what's still going on. But for others, they've kind of beginning to look the other way, or if you can go that way. That way as well. Cool. And they're kind of just into what they're doing now. They might be on solid rock, but they've kind of forgotten what the sea of life was really like. The kind of what they were in now, they're glad they're out of it, but their life has now become a bit more consumed about what they're doing and about maybe trying to be a good Christian and try and follow stuff. But they've kind of lost sight of what they used to be in and what they have now and how they can take what they have now and give it to somebody else who is still out there in the sea of life. So some are still wanting to see something happen, but others have got too much into what they're doing and into their new life that they've forgotten about those that are still in the sea of life. Some of them are even so to the point where they're still asking God, just bless me, just bless me, just bless me, just bless me, that their life has become so consumed even by themselves, even on the solid rock. Wow. But some of these guys are saying, what can we do? We've got to do something to help these people come out of where they are. So the ones that still understand what they came out of are now beginning to go to the edge of the rock and they're putting a hand over and saying, come on, we want to help you out, especially the politician. We want to help him to come out of where he is onto the solid rock. That's it. See, but this is what it's like. Look at this. This is what it's like. We want to be desperate to see people come out of where they've been. Come on, this is cool. You know, sometimes, it's a God thing for people to be saved. But, you know, sometimes it's hard work, you know, that we have to give ourselves. And so often people can be so over there consumed and praying for loads of stuff. But they don't actually then act upon their prayer, believing that God's going to do something through them. And it maybe it's one thing reaching over, but where's Jesus in all of this? Where do you find Jesus? Hang on, guys. Hang on. Where do you find Jesus? You find Jesus out there in the sea of life. You find him out there reaching people's lives. And what he does, you see, when you become a Christian, when you know God, it's like he sets your life on solid rock, because that's how the Bible describes Jesus, as solid rock, immovable, unshakable. And so your life is now placed on this solid rock. But he doesn't just want us to stay on this solid rock and just say, well, this is great, my life's okay now. And what Jesus is doing, he's kind of saying, who's going to come out to where I am? And who's going to help me actually and work with me, partner with me to actually bring people onto this solid rock? Now, for some, it might be that they just need pulling up like this. But maybe for others, their heart is, I don't just want to pull a people. I'm going to jump out in there. Not because I want the same life that I used to have, that was full of pressure and bound me up, and in my thinking, in my emotions, in my life and the experiences I had, the way people treated me and choices I made. People don't want to jump back into that. But what they do want to do is take the life that they've got. And some of these guys, they want to jump back out there because they realize they've got something that is unshakable, immovable, that can't be taken away from them, so they can jump back into the sea of life with God's life in them and actually help then others and bring them into this place of solid rock. So I don't know where all of us are at today. Maybe there are people in the room and you're like, I'm out in the sea of life. I've never been on this thing, this solid rock. I've never had this relationship with Jesus. Maybe some people are on this solid rock and their lives are, maybe you've been a Christian a long time. Maybe our lives are consumed in certain ways, but we've forgotten not just what it was like, but actually what it really means, what is really happening in people's lives. And maybe they need to, hang on a minute, I need to respond to God here in his heart. Maybe others, you're already at this point where you're just going to drag anybody up like these guys did. But what it was a great illustration, the desperate, they wanted to drag them in. They wanted to drag them up anyway. Even, you know, they were dragging them over the edge of this thing here. It wasn't a kind of, oh, well, come this way and Jesus will bless your life and it'll be lovely. So if you'd like to make your way around to the stairs, come up and join me up here. You know, there was a desperation inside these people's lives, and they wanted to get hold of people and say, come on, I want to help you in any way that I can to bring you out of what you've been in, because I've been there and I know what it was like, but I've found something else and somebody else has found me that's totally transformed my life. Amen. But you know, the amazing thing is with God, he doesn't just place us on solid rock and say, you're safe now. The Bible in Ephesians chapter 2 says that he takes us out of the sea of life. He takes us out of what is called sin. He takes us out of what is called disobedience to God. It talks about being separated from God. And he takes us out of that, and it says he brings us into Christ. He brings us onto this solid rock, HMS solid rock, okay? He puts us on something, but then he goes even further. Because then the Bible describes, what does it mean to have Jesus in your life, and what does it mean for us to have him in us and we're in him? And it says that what it is, he then raises us up, not just onto a solid rock, but he describes what that looks like. And it says he raises us up, this is phenomenal, to be seated at the right hand of God. That's amazing. That God, the creator of the universe, doesn't just give us a little bit of attention every now and then. But he says, I want to take you out of the despair, the shame, the pain, the guilt, the lostness of wherever you might be in your life. I want to take you out of that, place you on this solid ground. But also what that means is I raise you up into a relationship with me. You're at the right hand of God. What does that look like? Everybody follow me. But you've got to be really careful, okay? Let's go up the stairs there. Just go that way to the right. Just keep going, keep going, keep going. That's it. Brilliant. See, what does God do? This is the amazing thing about having a relationship with God, is that he takes us out of the sea of life where all kinds of things were happening. He brings us onto this, the solid rock, the life of Jesus. But then he describes what that solid rock, that relationship looks like. It means that we're raised up. This is, say God lives there, for example, if we're talking about Where is he? God, in one sense, lives up there. And he says, what I'm doing, I'm taking you out of all the despair, all the pain, all the shame, all the stuff that is wrapped around your life. I'm unwrapping all of that. I'm setting you free from all of those things that have captivated you, from sin, the things that have held you and made you separated from me. I brought you onto the solid rock of Jesus, okay? But then what it means is I've raised you up to be seated at the right hand of God with Jesus. Because the Bible says that after Jesus was raised from the dead, 40 days later, he then went to heaven, but he was raised to a new life, but seated at the right hand of the Father of God. But then it says, when we give our lives to Jesus, when we recognize that we're separated from God, and that it's this thing called sin that has separated us from God, when we repent or when we turn around, when we ask God to forgive us of our sin, the things that have separated us from him, God amazingly, graciously forgives us of everything that has separated us from him, okay? Pulls us out of this thing called the sea of life, brings us onto the solid rock, but then he doesn't just say, I'm up here and you're down here. He says, I've raised you up to a new life where you're now seated with me at my right hand. That's awesome. So now your perspective on life is completely different than it was. Instead of being down here in the sea of life or the place of lostness, looking up saying, I could never achieve or attain godliness, which we can't. We understand that it's purely a work of God's grace. That he's come and that Jesus came first into the sea of life. And what emerged out of the sea of life was the rock of salvation. This thing emerged out of the sea of life and began to reveal itself. And the cross was that declaration now that says it's possible for every person to know God, to know Jesus, to have a relationship with him. So this rock is unshakable. People can jump off it back into the sea of life and get lost in that again. But that's not God's heart and purpose. It's to bring us into relationship with him and to raise us up so that we know. It's amazing because the Bible says that we become co-heirs, we become brothers with Jesus. We become sons of God, children of God. So if you're a child of somebody, you have the full access, you have the full inheritance of whatever the parents have got. Now, how many of you know that God has got everything sorted? God doesn't lack anything. And if we become children of God, sons of God, that means we don't lack anything. We have the fullness of God, the fullness of his life. We have a hope and a future. We have a destiny that we step into. But God doesn't just want us to stay there and forget everybody down there. He says, I've brought you out of the sea of life of despair and shame and pain, brought you onto the rock of salvation. I raise you to a new life with me so you see life in a totally different way. You see that you can have victory in your life in loads of situations, that you don't have to be a victim anymore. You don't have to be on the butt end of everybody's jokes and all of that anymore. But you can have a life of victory where you can overcome in situations instead of being on the end of things. But he doesn't just leave us there. He says, right, now you have this new life. I want you to take this new life so if everybody can come down now. That's all right. If you can come down now then. So we take this life that we have, and now we then go out and we reach into the sea of lostness or the sea of life. Come this way, guys. Or we jump into it, grab hold of people, and then help them to discover this thing called the solid rock, Jesus Christ. You see, the solid rock is made up of politicians, business people, sports people, mums and dads, children, young people, people with all kinds of different backgrounds, different colour skins, have a different history, because we all have different histories and backgrounds and things we've been through in life. When we come on here, instead of all just doing our own thing, being separated and trying to find our own way, suddenly we become a body of people together called the body of Christ. And we're all joined together as God's people. We could be young, we could be old, we could be different nations, different colour skins, doesn't matter. We suddenly become a family. I don't know about you, but God's heart is that many out there come into His family, come into relationship with Him, come to know Him, and that people come out of the sea of life, as it were, of lostness, let's put it that way, and come into this whole new dynamic of life on the solid rock. Because we want to see people come on. There's a whole life that is here. Life goes on the solid rock, absolutely. I don't know how many of you want to see people come out of the sea of life and onto the solid rock, come into a relationship with God. Let's all stand together, shall we? Let's thank these guys for being great actors this morning. Do you want to go and sit down? If you could leave all your stuff on the stage, just all the bits that you've had, if you can just drop it, put them on the floor, that'd be great. Brilliant. Excellent. Now we're going to take a couple of moments to pray and respond. But just before we do that, while we're standing, Pete's going to come and sing. In that great adventure, it's called the Sea Shanty. Okay, but it's what the song is, so he's not going to introduce it like ooh-ah and all of that, but he's going to come now and just sing this, and I want you to really listen to the words, okay, because this song is for every person in the room, whether you know Jesus already or maybe you don't know Jesus at this moment. Actually, this song is for every one of our lives, and it's what is our response to God's heart and God's will and God's purpose this morning. Thank you. Let's just take a few moments to respond to the Lord this morning. The end of the song there is these guys in the boat saw Jesus. It's like, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves obey him. I want to follow this man. Wherever he goes, I want to follow him. Because they recognize the lordship of who he is. And he was God in human form. And their response is, we want to leave everything and follow him. And there may be a number of people here this morning that you don't know Jesus. You've never met him. You might know about him, but you've never met him. And we want to take the opportunity this morning to respond to him. Now, Jesus is not a quick fix answer to situations in life. To give your life to Jesus and become a Christian means that you want to lay your life down, let go of your life and say, I don't want to live the way I've lived my life any longer. I want to live in the life that God has for me. And so this morning, to respond to Jesus, you've got to really be ready in your own heart this morning, in your own life, to say, yes, that's what I want. I want a change of life. I want a change of heart. I don't want to pursue life my way any longer. I want to follow the life that Jesus has for me. If you're ready to say no to what we call the power of sin on people's lives, sin separates people from God. That's what it does. Sin is doing anything that displeases God. And if you want to be free from what we talked about as the sea of life and the stuff that goes on in life that causes shame and pain and all the kind of stuff where we feel caged in some way. It's not about material possessions and what you have on the outside. It's what's happening on the inside of your life. And when you come to know God, you have true freedom on the inside of your life. There's an exchange that takes place. It says in the Bible that he takes out our old heart and gives us a new heart. What does it mean? He takes away the thing called the sin nature, where we naturally go our own way. And he exchanges that and he puts his nature inside of us. His life comes into us. Because in and of ourselves, we can't follow God. We're never going to meet his standards. And that's why we lay our lives down and say, God, I want to die to live in my life my way. But I want to live the life that you have for me. But I can only do it if you come and live inside of me so that it's your life that is living in me. That's what it means to know Jesus. I don't know this morning if there's anybody here. You're at that point where you're ready. You're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. I don't want to live the life I've had any longer. I want to live the life that he has got for me. And if you're at that point this morning where that's what is in your heart, and that's maybe why you've come this morning, because you're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. Just for me, I know the lights are a bit lower this morning, but if that's where you are, if you can just raise your hand so I can see where you are, because I'd love to pray with you. If you're ready this morning saying, I want to respond to Jesus and I want to follow him, I want to give him my life and not live the life that I've had up to this moment. Is there anybody else this morning that you want to respond to God this morning? This is the first time really responding to him. Let's just take a moment to pray together. And then all of us together are going to respond in terms of what God's been saying to us today. Father, I thank you for those that are responding to you at this moment. Father, I thank you that you just move in their hearts and lives right now. Just wherever you are, just at least this moment, we're just going to make a response to God. And firstly, just thank him for what he's done for you. Thank him that 2,000 years ago he died for you on the cross, took all your sin and pain and shame upon himself so that you don't have to have that any longer. That you can come to him and ask him to forgive you for all the things that have separated you from him. And as you ask him to forgive you, he begins to work in you and forgives you for those things. And part of this initial response this morning is saying, God, I don't want to live life my way. I want to turn around from the way I have been living. I want to now live in the way that you want me to live. And so I want to give my life to you today and begin that relationship with you. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you to be the number one in my life. I want you to be my Lord, the number one. And I want you to be the one that saves me from all the stuff that I've been living. And I want you to save me out of that and into the life that you have for me. And I want to pursue you, follow you for the rest of my life. If that's what's in your heart this morning and you make some kind of response, we want to pray with you afterwards and chat with you afterwards. We've got a number of people. You might have come with a friend, a neighbor, somebody that you've come with today, so that we can pray with you and really help you to really start a relationship with God that's going to be transforming in your life from today onwards. And for the rest of us, I believe it's important that we respond this morning. You know, we all live in one sense in there is the sea of life out there, and we're all in one sense we live in the reality of life, but God has saved us out of the sea of lostness. We're not in there anymore. We're now on this solid rock. And we heard the song earlier about one person singing freedom and the other person in captivity. And they're like, I can't understand the freedom because I've never been free in that way. And how can you say freedom when I feel so trapped in what I'm in? But yet we know the freedom that we have in God. And God is wanting us to reach over on the edge of the solid rock into the sea of life and in any way possible reach into lives and get a hold of lives like the kids did in the drama at the beginning. They're just pulling people onto it because there was something in them that said, I've got to get you on here and out of where you've been. And the song that we've just heard is, I'll follow my captain wherever he goes. I'll follow his commands and obey his commands. Are you ready to respond to him and obey his commands? How the Holy Spirit leads you, speaks to you, drops some things into your heart about just being obedient, responding to his voice in terms of people that we know that don't know Jesus. Or just being obedient to whatever God says in our lives. Are you ready for that today? Let's just take a few moments. And maybe you've been somebody who's been on the solid rock and you realize, man, I've been more consumed with my own life on the solid rock than I have about those that are not on it yet. And I've just got used to living life in a certain way. I'm in a certain schedule and way of thinking and timetable of life. I'm busy, I'm that. And I've forgotten about the sea of lostness. I've forgotten about the sea of life. If you know that's where you've been, it's like, just deal with that with the Lord right now. Ask him to do something in your heart. Ask him to forgive you, first of all, for losing sight in an area of your life of where God is looking and where he is. And saying, I want you out here in the sea of life to reach into it, to jump into it and actually help to bring others out of it. If you know you've been a bit half-hearted in that area, you know you've gone off the boil in that area, then just respond to him right now. Ask him to forgive you and say, Father, I thank you for your heart in a fresh way. For those that work around me in my everyday world, people that live next door to me, people that I know at the health club or wherever it might be, that Father, where my heart's gone a bit cold in that area, Father, I thank you that you forgive me. I thank you that you do something in me right now. I thank you, give me eyes to see people in the way that you see them, that you do something on the side of me right now, that I see people with your eyes and with your heart, Father, that I don't look at the outward appearance, I look beyond that, because that's what your love does. It looks beyond the outward appearance. So I thank you, Father, for what you're doing in me right now. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for this season that we're just coming into, this Christmas time. It's a great season of celebration, of thanksgiving, of who you are, what you've done, and that you came to bring your life to us as mankind, where you made it possible for us to know you. And Father, we thank you for your goodness in our lives. Father, we praise your awesome name that you brought us into what we've said. We've crossed over and what we've said into our inheritance and promised land. And Father, I thank you for this time of fruitfulness and lives being transformed by you, our own lives, but also other people's lives. So Father, we thank you for the HMS Solid Rock, as it were, being full of people that are coming to know you, full of people that are having transformed lives, full of people that their lives are being turned around because of your goodness and your grace and your love at work. Father, I thank even this week we'd be much more aware of the realities of life, that yes, we're on solid rock, but we don't just want to consume that for ourselves. But there are many still out there in despair that we want to reach, and you want to see them saved more than we do, Father. So I thank you that we're your workmanship in your hands this week. And we're available, Father, to be your hands and feet and mouthpiece in whatever situation that people need you this week. So, Father, we thank you for divine opportunities, those God moments, those situations at work and in life and all kinds of situations at school this week, wherever we may be, those God moments, God appointments, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your awesome name. Come on, let's thank him that he has placed for many of us our lives on the solid rock. He's raised us up to a new life in him. But thank him that he's given you everything that you need to reach into other people's lives, to bring them onto this solid rock that he's brought you onto. Father, we praise your awesome, wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.